listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Board on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you from Radio Row, Super Bowl 48. Nathan Zagura back in Northeast Ohio. I'm not going to lie, this is going to be the best interview of the entire week here.
Oh, boy, pressure.
Pressure's on.
Oh, no.
Jennifer Garner is joining us now from the movie Draft Day. First of all, welcome to the show. I'm Vic Carucci.
Nice to meet you.
And Nathan Zagura, you'll hear that other voice. He's back in Northeast Ohio. Say hi to Jennifer Garner.
Hey,
Nathan.
Jennifer, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Nathan. I've been waiting to talk to Cleveland.
Well, you guys, it's happening right now.
Yeah, we love having you here. So I got a chance to see the preview of the movie last night. Fantastic job, by the way, by you and all parties. I love the fact that, I mean, you're in there as the cap person. You're in there as the conscience, I thought, of really the stabilizing force.
Could you tell how much I was playing Megan Rogers?
I could see Megan all over
it. All over it,
yes.
Right? The way I dress, the way I copied her desk, everything. I just thought, look, I need somebody who is, you know, knows football inside out, is smarter than any man in the room, looks better than any woman in the room, dresses better, is more on top of it, and is quiet about it. And I thought, well, I might as well just play her.
You hit it out of the park.
Okay,
yes.
Excellent.
No question.
Jennifer, talk about doing a movie for a city of Cleveland that needs and wants a winner in football and to be, you know, with the great lineage of major league sports movies about Cleveland doing so well. Just talk a little bit about your experience in Cleveland and your feel for the city and the fans of the Browns.
Well, growing up in West Virginia, and I went to college at Denison, and so Cleveland was chock full for me of my college roommates, my friends, you know, people that I'd known forever and close to home. It felt like being home to me. So I loved it. My kids loved it. Everyone was so kind to us. But for me, I am now an honorary member of the Dog Pound. I want Cleveland to have a great season, and I want it so badly. I fell for those fans. I fell for the organization. Everyone was could not have been more welcoming or more kind, or just watching the practice and watching from the first snap in every single practice. I just want the Dog Pound to know I had the privilege of sitting there and watching these guys practice. I don't know why they let me sit in there, but they did. And they hustled their ass off every single, single moment of every single play.
And it seemed as if in the movie when there's a lot of, obviously, tension. This is played out through draft day and the potential trades and the phone calls. And it seemed like when everybody was about to explode, you were the calming force. I mean, you were in there to settle things down.
Yep.
But also at the same time, remind people of the logical, the right way to do things. You were the answer person as well.
Yes. Ultimately, my character does not get emotionally involved, and she is involved, however, with the GM, which, you know, if you're the salary cap gal and you're involved with the GM, you kind of keep it on the down low.
Right.
But no matter what is happening in their relationship, she is always ready. Football comes first, and she's always ready to be his eyes and ears and his conscience and his kind of calming force.
Getting the deep dive that you had to for this role, are you just amazed at the intricacies of an NFL organization and just how much goes into getting a team on the field, getting them coached, getting them ready for Sundays?
You just can't believe it. It's like going onto a movie set, and, you know, whenever my parents come onto a movie set, like in Cleveland on draft day, they look around and say, what do all these people do? What are all these jobs? And you feel the same way when you go, you know, when you go to the Browns, and it's this huge organization, it's this huge business, and there's so many people running around and working there with such urgency, and you think, what are you people doing all day? But the more you learn about it, the more it makes sense, and the more the jobs are defined. And one job I'll tell you that I could never do that is way too intricate and needs way too many talents at once is being a capologist.
Yeah.
That's an intense job.
It's an intense job, and it does touch so many other areas of the organization. I like the interaction. First of all, if those real characters, Kevin as GM, Dennis as coach, and you in your role actually ran a team, I think that team would not be struggling. I think that team would be in really good shape. I'm not patronizing. I was impressed with the strength of the personalities. I know that's what a movie is supposed to be, but that was one thing. And the other thing was I loved there's a scene in our cafeteria where Dennis Leary is sitting down, a kind of a moment of truth thing, and you just like are, you know, he's trying to get in your face and you're not having it.
Yes. I have to say I was so thrilled with how much I loved working with Dennis Leary. I expected to love working with Kevin, and I did, and he lived up to every Bull Durham dream I had of him as a kid. But Dennis Leary was like the most fun, the most balls out, the biggest sports fan, yeah. And he just wanted to get it right. He cared so much, and we just had a blast together.
And by the way, the fact that Kevin is in real life closer to 60 years old, the fact that he could be having a relationship with you, I think made people close to that age feel really good. I'm just saying, guys. I'm just saying.
Notorious.
There's no doubt.
I'm not in my 30s.
What?
You know, movies are not known for their honest depiction.
Exactly. So that worked. That worked very well.
But you know what? He is Kevin Costner.
He's Kevin Costner. Exactly. No, he's special. That was. I thought that made for something special there. Your time in Cleveland, you guys were there for this shoot for a long, long time. Some impressions of the city.
Well, we loved the Indians. We loved the parks. We loved the people. We loved the local Ben and Jerry's. We loved being in a neighborhood with people who were welcoming and who would come and get my kids and say, let's play. My daughter learned to ride a bike there. I mean, we loved being there.
So it is Super Bowl week. That's obviously why everybody is gathered in New York City. Who do you like this Sunday?
Well, who I like is the Broncos. And who I'm nervous about is the Seahawks, because, you know, if you say that these two teams are evenly matched, defense and offense, then if that's happened five times, four out of five times, the defensive
that's right.
one has won, the more defensively strong team has won. And so we're just going to have to see. I'm glad that they're not playing in the Seahawks stadium where it's so loud because Peyton likes to call all his audibles and his Omaha and all that stuff.
That's right.
So I think hopefully it won't be too windy and he can keep his spirals tight and neat and make his passes and his offensive line can keep him in the pocket as long as he wants to be. Nice. And, you know, he has the leadership and I'm hoping he can get it done.
Jennifer, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Again, terrific part. I'm telling people they're going to love us. April 11th.
But are you not going to take a moment and just comment on the fact that I understood that I had an analysis of this Sunday game.
I appreciate it. I'm
impressed.
The
Omaha's,
audibles.
I just saw you run
impressive.
I watched you on the screen run a football team, basically. Why should I be surprised? You did your research. You've done your homework. No, you were very convinced.
Stuck on the 6-year-old relationship.
I told you. I think the Browns need all three of you. It would be nice. No offense to Megan and our current crew. But thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
all right.
Jennifer Garner joining us here.
Go
Dog Pound is right from the movie Draft Day. And she plays the capologist, but she is really a key central figure to Kevin Costner's GM character and Dennis Leary's coach character. You're going to love it. April 11th is when the movie comes out. And we've got much more coming up from Radio Row in New York. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I got that real good, feel good stuff up under the seat of my big black.